From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. At least 60 people are dead after the worst suicide bomb attack in Yemen in months. Police say a soldier taking part in a military parade drill was the bomber. Officials say Yemen's defense minister was present at the rehearsal but was not hurt. Sectarian clashes in the capital of Lebanon have killed at least 2 people and injured several more. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports the violence comes as it appears the conflict in Syria continues to spill over into neighboring territory.
The clashes started overnight as gunmen loyal to a Sunni faction fought their Shiite rivals in a mixed area of Beirut. Sunnis are enraged after the killing yesterday of a Sunni sheikh and his companion by the Lebanese army in a northern Lebanese town. The two men were part of a Lebanese political alliance that opposes the Syrian regime. That regime is headed by Alawites, an offshoot of Shiite Islam. Tensions between Sunnis and Alawites in northern Lebanon were already high after a Sunni man was arrested last week for allegedly providing aid to Syrian rebels. In the northern Lebanese city of Tripoli last week, 10 people were killed in fighting between the two groups. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.
NATO leaders wrap up their summit in Chicago today with talks on how to manage their commitments in Afghanistan as they hand over responsibility for security there to Afghan forces over the next 2 years. President Obama says leaders will also talk about progress in expanding the NATO alliance's mutual defense capabilities.
Ensuring that every NATO member has a stake and is involved and integrated in our mutual defense efforts.
Chicago police are ready for more demonstrations outside the NATO meeting today. A march that drew nearly 3,000 people to the vicinity yesterday ended with some clashes between police and protesters. It happened immediately after some war veterans held an otherwise peaceful rally. From Chicago, Simone Orendine reports dozens of Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans staged a ceremonial return of their service medals just blocks away from the summit.
The Iraq Veterans Against the War marched as close as they were allowed to the summit venue to toss their service medals, screaming words of anger and regret. Army reservist Aaron Hughes calls the wars a mistake. He pitched 3 medals, one for a veteran friend who died last year, another for what he says is the 1/3 of women in the military who are sexually assaulted by their peers.
And this medal right here is because I'm sorry. I'm sorry to all of you. Sorry.
The veterans, along with Afghan peace activists, are demanding the immediate withdrawal of troops from Iraq and Afghanistan. For NPR News, I'm Simone Orendine in Chicago.
European stock prices have bounced off multi-month lows today, some investors trying to pick up bargains. This is NPR News. Millions of people have observed a rare ring of fire eclipse. Amateur astronomer Gary Andreasen in the Philippines calls the sight of the moon in front of the sun, leaving only a golden ring around its edges, stunning.
It's amazing. We do this for the awe. It hasn't disappointed. I am awed, literally floored.
The annular eclipse was seen in the western U.S. yesterday afternoon, and it was seen in Asia early today, Monday.
Ah, spring, the time when a young consumer's fancy turns to real estate. With continued low interest rates and rising rents in many areas, there is the expectation for at least a small bump in the number of people buying homes. And there are 2 key numbers to look at this week. On Tuesday, the National Association of Realtors releases the stats for sales of existing homes. So far, sales have been running more than 5% above last year's level. On Wednesday, the Census Bureau releases the numbers on new home sales. This part of the market is still stubbornly depressed compared to life before the recession. But still, new home sales have been up about 8% from last year. These small signs of improvement come as the inventory of homes is shrinking, in part because there aren't as many homes hanging out in foreclosure. Last week, we found out that the proportion of mortgages in foreclosure or past due has dropped to the lowest level since 2008. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
And that's Robert Smith of our Planet Money team after realtors say they've just finished the strongest first quarter for home sales in 5 years. Meanwhile, the National Association for Business Economics says in a report today that its forecasters expect modest growth for the remainder of the year in the economy, with the pace picking up next year. This is NPR News.